Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's here. Happy Friday, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm going to eat pumpkin bread all day.
I already got into it, so I don't have enough in here for you to last all day.
Pumpkin bread. Oh, it's a week from tomorrow before the pumpkin patch officially opens on 39th Avenue with the pumpkins, the stuff for the kids, the little train ride, all the proceeds go to buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
Yes. I was going through some pictures last night, and it was kind of funny, things are popping up. And a couple of them were us at the pumpkin patch like 5 years ago, taking pictures, and we took the van down, remember, right in the middle of the pumpkin patch, and it's like, wow, that has flown by.
Well, yeah, it sure has, and already here we are a year later, and the Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue, the annual one, is tonight. We'll have tickets to give away, one more chance sometime this morning between now and 10. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be there speaking there. And the food is always awesome, and you're rubbing elbows with other like-minded folks. It's always fun. I've never not had a good time there. So there might still be some tickets available at the door, and because I haven't heard otherwise. Usually it does sell out, but they always have a couple of individual tickets kind of too. So, if you want to go ahead and go or win tickets.
Yeah.
But it's at Legacy Park in the beautiful city of Alachua. And it is tonight. And is it 5 or 6? I can't remember.
I think doors open at 5:30 maybe. Okay. I'll take a look at that.
Greg will be there super early.
I'll be there at 3.
The schmoozing starts early. Oh, speaking of which.
Yes.
Well, let me tell, first of all, terrible fire, Cedar Key, bunch of businesses burned. That's probably one of your top local stories, even though it's Cedar Key. But, that's a destination for so many of us, and we feel for that. And everybody's got good memories out there. And Steamers was one of them, apparently. It may not have burned to the ground, but heavily damaged. Maybe it is gone completely. I don't know. We'll get an update on that, but that's awful. But on a lighter note, Greg, you had a nice turnout for the folks with the brand new opening of the Campus Credit.
Oh, yeah. Campus USA opened the new one there on 39th Ave, there at Publix near I-75. It was packed. I mean, it was. When everybody kind of went back inside, because we did the official ribbon cutting, of course, the head ball coach was there, and he was part of that. And the Jerry, the president of Campus USA. And so, yeah, but when everybody went in, it was like full. I mean, we just filled up the new location. They're going to need a bigger one already.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Was there a lot of people asking about me?
Oh, everybody. Everybody.
Here's your $5. We're even now. No, that's great.
But
I'm glad you had that kind of turnout.
A lot of familiar faces. You know, it was good.
Now, my understanding was there was a big turnout for the Smalls Sliders.
Oh,
you know,
imagine.
The brand new location in Ocala. That was also huge.
I saw people posted about it. I'm like, hey, they were. I jumped in. Yeah, they are yummy. I can tell you that.
Yeah, when we talked about them, it's like they're not. They're not as small as something else we would call sliders.
No, they're a little substantial.
Yeah,
that's
beefier.
The word. Yeah,
yeah, because you know, I'm like, when Janet was going to bring us some, I'm like, you probably bring me 20 for me.
Yeah, just to get
started. No, they're actually substantial. I couldn't slam as many sliders as I thought I could.
No.
But they were awesome.
They were.
And anyway, so the place is open now, and they're open every day from like 10:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow. It's a lot of burger time.
It is
indeed.
Gotta
love that.
But the top story, unfortunately, is the whole Cedar Key thing.
Yeah.
Big fire. And, if you think about it, look at all the wood structures that are there. And I don't know where the closest fire station is. I know that folks responded from all over. Levy County had some help on that one, and I don't know how much it helped. It's sad. It's tragic. It's a place where many of us have great memories. I took my mom out there. I knew her favorite was clam chowder. So we enjoyed a bowl of clam chowder.
It's funny
together.
You say that, because I picked up a can of their stuff last night for dinner.
Tony's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
I actually wasn't at Tony's. I was at the restaurant that this one got knocked down in earlier.
Mm.
Hurricanes. It's been gone for a while now. But anyway, the whole idea, Cedar Key, and so many memories. But look, hopefully it'll come back better.
Yeah.
I think Chuck Clemens already posted, like, Cedar Key Strong.
I can see him doing that.
I could.
Yeah, so they had about 50 firefighters around Levy County, Citrus County, Dixie County sent folks in, so they were really all trying to help out.
Wow. That's your top sad story of the day for sure. And then, did you hear? Elon Musk. I never realized what a threat that he could be.
You're using the word threat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that gets people shot at when you use the word threat.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like a threat to democracy kind of thing, you know.
The U.S. Secret Service is reportedly probing Elon Musk's X post, pointing out that no one is trying to assassinate President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris following two attempted assassinations on Donald Trump. Musk later deleted his post, claiming it was a joke. I don't know that I would use the term it was a joke.
Sarcasm.
Maybe he's not familiar, but you have to be very careful about making any kind of cracks that could be seen as wanting to hurt a sitting president, for instance.
And I get that. But seriously, the Secret Service have nothing else to do right now with their reputation being what it is and the really lousy job they're doing lately. They're going to, investigate a comment, an off-the-cuff comment, by one of the most visible, rich men in the entire world that everybody knows. He's almost like Trump. I mean, listen, you say Elon Musk, everybody in the world knows who he is. And you're really going to spend time investigating his comment? Really?
It is a waste of time.
Absolutely.
It is silly.
It is.
I mean, for them to get the report, hey, this was posted on X. He has a lot of followers. Oh, yeah, well, that's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And he's not telling anybody to. He's going, isn't it ironic or isn't it,
right.
You know, no one's trying to shoot at them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably not the smartest thing ever, but to investigate it when we still don't know about a guy who actually killed a man.
Yeah.
Who is seated near President Trump and actually shot former President Trump in the face. But we don't know all the details on that.
So maybe we take those people investigating Musk and put them on this case.
You know what?
Just a thought.
That's a great idea.
That's
you could probably work with Musk, making government more efficient.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? He's
That is a big irony.
He's subject
right
number one that, yes. Oh, my gosh.
You just wonder.
So after the second attempt on Trump, he's still getting like 95% negative coverage in the media.
Are we surprised, really?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, no.
Lady Gaga's dad in the news.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's a positive, I think.
Oh, so he didn't do something weird or wrong or something like that?
No, he did something very good and right.
Really?
Yes. Stick around.
I will.
Plenty of show ahead, Greg.
I'll hang out in here and wait to see what you got.
Let's have a good time. It is Friday.
Yes.
The weekend is here. The Gators are playing Mississippi State up there, and that's a noon game tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Jets and Aaron Rodgers looked fantastic, and they whooped up on the Pats 24-3. So, Aaron, that's what they were chanting last night. It is 6:16. And you can get us on the podcast, the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This guy. Good morning. Happy Friday. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Most of us were wee little babies, but historically, 1973, of the Sexes. Billie Jean King proved, yes, women are superior. That was the end of that.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks for the male representative to be this misogynistic, loudmouth half pint. What was his name? Bobby Riggs?
Bobby Riggs,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, that was fair.
Yeah.
That was real fair.
Well, she was 29 at the time, even though she looked like maybe an older gym teacher, kind of had that look. He was 55.
Yeah, he was.
And he was mouthing off a lot.
He was like, one of them club pro guys. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, he had obviously a great skill set, especially for his age. But
he was the number one ranked men's player, so,
No. Well, at one time.
Yeah. A former number one. Not at 55.
He was 55.
But he knew his stuff. But yeah, she's younger, she's healthier, and she kicked his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Woo. Here we are.
Yeah.
Finally made it to the weekend. And, you know, there's voting that's beginning already in some areas, some states.
I know.
Can you believe it?
No.
I don't know that makes sense. That's too early.
You can still learn too many things and hear things and have new impressions between now and then.
And just too long for doors to be open, things to be accessed with the whole voting, the machines, the this, the that. Just too, you know, a vulnerability, like when you have to keep something
safe.
Yeah. I was looking for, if you want to protect the integrity of an election, stretching it out over longer and longer periods of time seems like it would just make that task a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yep.
The risk of tampering, messing with stuff, to police it really well 24/7 in every precinct would be a very difficult task. It's like you could have people there, poll watchers or whatever, you know, almost around the clock. But in the 1 hour that the guy says, you know what, my replacement's not here yet, but I am just beat. I'm going to head home. They're like, Weep, beep, beep. Time to cheat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So first of all, Donald Trump is imploring gun owners to vote. They don't vote in a proportion that they should, he claims. Mm. And I haven't seen that as a statistic. But he has been, you know, Trump's been a consistent defender of the Second Amendment. Not perfect on it.
No.
But he's still defending it versus trying to ban guns. And, but he does make a good point. Everybody needs to show up and vote if you want to protect all of your rights, including your Second Amendment rights. And now I'm going to tell you this, and it's going to really make you really, really mad. But what I want to do is make sure that you have the resolve and you express that to all the people around you, that we can't leave this in the hands of anybody else. Everybody needs to represent, get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
A new study suggested as many as 2.7 million non-citizens could vote in this election.
Oh, my God.
2.7 million.
Wow.
That is substantial. That is huge. And, of course, it depends in some cases, like, where. But this could throw the election, you know, in jeopardy. If, you know, hoping that there is a level of integrity beyond this, which there will be some. Anyway, point is, 2.7 million, they believe.
Wow.
Leading some to voice concerns about the coming election and potentially not reflecting the will of actual American citizens. Just Facts is a nonprofit research institute, and they found that about 10 to 27% of non-citizen adults in the U.S. are now illegally registered to vote.
That's
illegally
crazy.
But they're registered. It seems impossible, but it's not. You know, a lot of them have that, like, motor voter thing. And they said, do you want to register to vote on your driver's license? Well, in a lot of states, they didn't then say, you want to register to vote? Well, we need proof of citizenship. No, they would just register them to vote.
Oh.
The U.S. Census recorded more than 19 million adult non-citizens living in the U.S. during 2022. Given their voter registration rates, this means that there is about 2 million to 5 million illegally registered to vote. These figures are potentially high enough to overturn the will of the American people. A 2014 study found that 81% of non-citizens who cast votes in 2008 did so for Democrats. 81%. You're not surprised, I know. Election fraud more broadly has become a concern since the U.S. election system was upended in 2020. In that election, an unprecedented 70% of all votes cast were done by mail or early. without basic exit polling for a vast majority of the vote. Some have questioned how potential fraud could be detected in the first place and then subsequently looked into, which is very similar to what I and others have been saying, and that is, yeah, you can tell people, hey, if you're not registered to vote, it's a felony. Well, there's a lot of people committing felonies, unfortunately, these days, aren't they? And some of them, unfortunately, are illegals. So, you know, asking them not to vote because they're not supposed to.
Yeah,
and also, oh, by the way, can you stop shoplifting and the rape and the murder and that stuff, too?
Because, you know, those are also illegal.
They are.
All of those things you mentioned. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you don't mind breaking into a country, why do you mind breaking any other rules, you know? Just saying.
Then there's the fear factor. Congressman Matt Gaetz, from right here in the Sunshine State, is said something fairly shocking. I'll share that with you next on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever podcasts are available, on the Odyssey app or anywhere where you normally get them. Just click on subscribe and you'll have all of it, everything. It is 6:28. Happy, happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Friday, Friday. Welcome to it, the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
6:37, and Trump, 95% negative coverage, even after the second attempt on his life. Yeah, the media is just... Yeah, this is establishment media coverage, bound to be 95% negative following the second attempt of his life, according to Media Research Center. ABC, CBS, and NBC News all broadcasted overwhelmingly negative commentary on the Republican presidential candidate after Sunday's thwarted shooting at the golf course in Florida. Look at the first 72 hours of coverage, and yeah, it's very obvious. Anti-Trump spin. Nearly as bad as it could be. 95% negative.
It's amazing.
So I'm being shot at.
Yeah.
I mean,
so let's be critical of him on top of that.
The mainstream or establishment media, whatever you want to call them, they have done such a great job of really dehumanizing Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They never talk about his family, let alone his wife.
Right.
They just, you know, father, grandfather, all that. They do not want him to seem human.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, they call him Hitler, Mussolini. I kept that article just to remind people, I mean, that it's actually like published somewhere that, will Trump admit he's the Antichrist?
Yeah, right.
I was like,
yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And then Fox News reporting, a former FBI agent told Fox News Digital that there was a clear mental illness component that motivated would-be assassin Ryan Ruth to take aim at the former president. Before he was charged with two gun-related crimes in court on Monday, Ruth, 58, had more than 100 interactions with police between the 1980s and 2010. More than 100.
Wow.
His prior charges range from writing bad checks to felony firearms possession, possession of a stolen vehicle, and multiple counts of possessions of a weapon of mass destruction in 2002, specifically a binary explosive with a 10-inch detonation cord and blasting cap. You know, that, if instead of the Democrats playing political games with gun control, mm-hmm. which only negatively impacts law-abiding gun owners.
Yeah.
Hey. Why aren't they locking people up and throwing away the key that are convicted felons,
mm-hmm.
that are convicted of having a firearm more than once?
Yeah.
I mean, one time, there should be a pretty stiff penalty because mm-hmm. it's a no-go. No.
Got to make a point.
Felony. No. We told you when we let you out of prison, you can't ever possess a firearm. Mm-hmm. And if they're willing to break that law, what other laws? So, nope. If they were tough, really tough on that, a couple of things. The stupid bad guys would be in prison. The bad guys would be in prison. And just maybe some kind of wannabe on the fence bad guys would think twice if they're a convicted felon of possessing a firearm. These are laws that are already there. I'm not asking for new laws. Just use the ones that are on the books. If somebody's had this many, is broken the law this many times, had this much interaction in a negative way with law enforcement, what the heck? That's crazy.
It is.
Retired FBI Supervisor Special Agent Scott Duffy told Fox that Ruth's frequent run-ins with police combined with his social media persona were indicative of someone who is constantly trying to poke somebody and see what their response is going to be.
Okay.
It's not only a lengthy criminal arrest record, but for several decades, you have this escalation of violent acts. And then, of course, other contacts with police like driving without a license. Now, that's not a violent act, but they are constant contacts with police. That tells me that over the past few decades, whatever was going through his head, he wanted to be in contact with law enforcement. Like, always pushing, poking, breaking the law, going over the line. Duffy's assessment meshes with the experience of local police in Guilford County in North Carolina, where Ruth previously lived. Retired Greensboro Police Department Officer Eric Rasecki told Fox that it would not be uncommon to have Ruth cited many times a week.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
His attitude was that he was above everybody. I don't know if you saw his mugshot. He has a smirk on his face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He could do what he wanted, Rasecki said. It didn't matter. He was pretty entitled. He ran his mouth quite a bit about how he could get off and how he owned a successful business and nobody could do anything to him and how he knew everybody in Greensboro. Well, you have to say, I mean, when you look at what he was been busted for and arrested for on a consistent basis over a period of years, and he was still free to walk the streets most of the time, yeah, I guess you would maybe get an attitude that you're kind of untouchable.
Yeah.
I mean, back in 2002, he barricaded himself inside his roofing business with a semi-automatic rifle after he was pulled over. The incident lasted approximately 3 hours before he surrendered and was apprehended without incident. Apprehended without incident? Once he barricaded himself in, I would consider that a bit of an incident. In addition to a divorce and multiple civil judgments after contractors and individuals sued his roofing company, according to NBC News, Ruth also had several run-ins with police in 2003, moving violation on the road. And they think that maybe he had a sentencing deferral due to mental health concerns, possibly undergoing an intensive treatment program in lieu of prosecution. What do you mean possibly? What? How come we don't know that?
Right.
We should know everything about this guy.
What happened to all the red flag things the Democrats like? Where are those?
Never apparently utilized.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty then. Matt Gaetz, the congressman, claims there are 5 known assassination teams in the U.S.
What?
Yeah. That's,
okay.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah. So your ears are perked up about that. I will share more information on that with you coming up. Happy Friday. The weekend is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. And here comes the weekend. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:49 right now. Big top story. A tragedy in Cedar Key. I mean, a lot of those buildings on the waterfront there apparently have burned down. Absolutely tragic. And according to one report, this was on Dock Street, Cedar Key. Destroyed the Rusty Hook Bait Shop and Duncan's on the Gulf Restaurant and damaged Steamer's Bar and Grill. But this was even, you know, reported before all the fires were completely put out. So it's just, it's awful. And, of course, you'll hear more about it in the future. And, you know, Cedar Key Strong, as Chuck Clemens had posted on Facebook. And, yeah, prayers go out to all the folks and loss of businesses and all that. And just, it's going to change the flavor of that little waterfront. Yeah. But they can build it back and make it better than it was. All right, couple of things. Well, let me deal with a more serious one first. According to Congressman Matt Gaetz from right here in Florida, who had recently met with a senior official in the Department of Homeland Security, okay? He's claiming that he learned from this person that there are currently 5 known assassination teams in the U.S., 3 of which are foreign and out to kill former President Donald Trump. I'm starting to get the impression we do not have enough force protection of supporting President Trump and that we ought to have, given the threat environment, noting that he recently met with that senior official who said that there are at least 5 known assassination teams in the U.S. And with that type of activity, I don't think we should be allowing people to set up for an extended period of time to wait and take their shot outside of his golf properties or his other properties. He expressed concern that the second suspect, Ryan Wesley Ruth, was previously known to officials encountered at the border upon his return to the country from Ukraine.
Wow.
And the Customs and Border Patrol thought his story was so suspicious that he was recruiting freedom fighters from all over the world to go fight in Ukraine. And when they asked him how he was financing this, he said, "Oh, well, my wife is paying for it." And that seemed odd. And so the Customs Border Patrol officials referred Ryan Ruth to the Department of Homeland Security's Investigations Unit to determine what was going on. And, you ready for this? Yeah. They declined to even proceed with an investigation.
What?
Yes. Specifically referred to Department of Homeland Security's investigations. It's the part of the Department of Homeland Security that investigates.
So they should investigate.
They did not. They declined to.
Okay.
Wow. They just stopped and let the guy in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got a lot of questions about that. When Gaetz was pressed on the claim of these 5 teams existing in the country, he reiterated that they are aware of at least 5 teams in country that are geared toward killing Trump. And I think, you know, 3 of them we know are foreign in nature. 2 of them, we know, are domestic in nature. And that calls for force protection. I mean, he doubled down on it when challenged. He said, no, this is the deal. Now, I haven't heard that anywhere else. Would you not consider that extremely serious? And I'm assuming that this information is not classified. If it is, well, Gaetz got himself in a... not a little bit of trouble if that's the case.
Yeah.
But if this is not, look, what are they doing? How long did they know that they're actual teams? And it would seem like if there is any separation of time between when they discovered there were teams out to kill the president and finally giving him some added protection, you know, did they slow walk that? Was there communication to say, hey, we've got serious intel. And at the very least, we need to add layers of protection to the former president and leading candidate.
What more would it take for them to finally get their act together? I mean, seriously, how much more inspiration do they need to do their job?
it's hard not to go down that conspiratorial path. The more we learn, it really is. Hey, here's one for you. New York Magazine placed reporter Olivia Nuzzi on leave Thursday night.
Hold on. A reporter whose name is Nuzzi?
N-U-Z-Z-I. Nuzzi?
I don't know.
Nuzzi, Nuzzi?
Sounded funny to, you know, yeah. Since they report on things.
Well, anyway, yeah. She might not be, well, she's at least placed on leave. Internal probe found that, quote, she had engaged in a personal relationship, unquote, with a key figure in the 2024 presidential race. Reportedly,
yes,
former candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Really?
So now this becomes a real quandary for the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a Kennedy. He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
We don't. Bill Clinton, all that. We don't care about that stuff. That's sex. We don't care.
But this guy likes Trump.
So it's like, hey, we got to treat him different. He's bad now.
Yeah.
He's not a Democrat anymore. He's bad. And they've already mistreated him anyway in the media by avoidance. Never really gave him a platform, never wanted to conduct interviews, etc. Now, it looks pretty bad for him, but, I mean, this is really between him and his wife, Cheryl Hines. I mean, he is no longer running for higher office. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how most of the media treats this. But as part of the report that I saw in reference to his, shall we say, track record, when he was married to a previous wife, apparently came out in court documents that there were extramarital affairs, and I believe the number 37 came up.
Wow.
So if you were wondering, you know, if he was a Kennedy or not,
well, it
shouldn't leave much doubt there.
Yeah.
Country music singer.
This is kind of a family tradition, being a Kennedy.
Oh, wow. Hank Jr. Bo Cephas. Crank it up.
Have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction.
Yep.
Lord, I guess I went and broke their
Kennedy tradition.
Kennedy tradition.
Get on me one of
those things.
Why do you
happy, pray? Happy Friday. Why hang in there. Don't go anywhere.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.